Willst du dich und dein Unternehmen weiterentwickeln? Möchtest du deine Potenziale aufblühen lassen? Dann bist du hier genau richtig. Hier bekommst du Anregungen für eine stabile Lebensfreude und Erfolg in allen Rollen deines Lebens. Ich habe die wunderbare Gelegenheit, den Hauptspeaker des Special Events, Professor Kim Cameron aus Michigan, USA, kurz für ein Interview zu gewinnen. Das Interview wird jetzt auf Englisch sein, aber ihr werdet das sicherlich zum großen Teil verstehen. Professor Kim Cameron, you were talking about positive leadership this morning. What is the major difference between positive leadership and other kind of leadership strategies?
So I would say that when I think of positive leadership, I think of leaders who, number one, help other people flourish as their primary goal. Normal leadership, equated with influence or power, are people who ensure that something gets done, or that people behave in a certain way, or that they produce some outcome. There's nothing wrong with that, but add to that the idea that while in that process, people become better, and that the concept of fostering virtuousness, or in other words, the best of the human condition, is part of positive leadership. So virtually everyone on the planet believes in certain virtues. So very few people on the planet disbelieve that helping is better than hurting, supporting is better than abusing, being kind is better than being unkind. I mean, virtually everybody says, yeah, I believe that value. Positive leaders are those that help institutionalize or foster that kind of behavior in addition to goal accomplishment, making sure we earn money, making sure that we get the results we want.
If organizations and leaders follow your strategies of positive leadership, what benefits will they gain?
So one of the things I've been doing research on for the last dozen years is the question, if an organization fosters or facilitates positive leadership, meaning institutionalizing virtues like forgiveness and compassion and generosity, contribution to others, helping other people flourish, integrity, and so on. When those virtuous practices are in place, profitability goes up, productivity goes up, people work harder and are more effective. Innovation increases. It frees up people to experiment in ways or identify ideas in ways they wouldn't otherwise. Quality goes up. Fewer mistakes, fewer errors. Customer satisfaction goes up. Customer loyalty, meaning customers feel more attracted to and cared for by the organization. And finally, employee engagement, employee satisfaction, employee retention goes up. So in the last dozen years, there have been an abundance of studies confirm that if you implement positive leadership practices, virtuous practices, or what I sometimes refer to as an abundance culture, because it fosters, it enables itself, then you get the things that leaders are normally held accountable for, like revenues and profitability and customer satisfaction.
Thank you. In the afternoon session, you were talking about something I know from my biology studies 25 years ago. you were talking about heliotropic effect.
Yes.
But what is the meaning here in that business side? Uh-huh.
Thank you. So the heliotropic effect is that it's defined as every living system is inclined toward that which is life-giving and away from that which is life-depleting. So in nature, the sun is the life-giving force. Photosynthesis, those kind of processes, rely on the sun. In social situations, it really gets translated into positive energy. Mm-hmm. People are attracted to positive energy, or life-giving or life-reinforcing forces, are repelled by or avoid negative energy, or that which diminishes, detracts from, or endangers life. Okay, so in human relationships, that heliotropic effect becomes the explanation. It's really the theory that explains why positive psychology works, or positive practices work. They work because they are heliotropic. See, virtues, by definition, are life-giving attributes. The biologists, or the psychologists who are using biology as the primary explanatory factor, would say, well, it's evolutionary processes suggest that we're trying, the human species are trying to perpetuate itself, and that's how virtues arise. That's okay with me. I think it's also explained by the heliotropic effect.
That's really nice that I got to know this word in a completely different context. In the evening session, you were talking about positive energy and positive energizers. And you said that sharing positive energy is much more important for the success of organizations than just sharing information. Who are the positive energizers, or what are the attributes of positive energizers?
And that's a good question, because positive energy sometimes is interpreted as simply lots of enthusiasm, or just being a smiley, friendly person. But as it turns out, positive energy, as we measure it, has much more to do with the extent to which people contribute to the well-being of others, and they represent, personally, the kind of virtues that we've talked about earlier. So the research has shown that it's possible to measure a person's place in an information network, meaning in an organization, we can map who communicates with whom, who gets information, who gives information. So the research is clear. If I am at the hub or center of an information network, I have an advantage. Information comes through me. I learn it first. I can decide what to share. Therefore, my performance will be higher than those who are not at the center of an information network. Influence is the same. If I'm at the center or hub of an influence network, I influence more people than I'm influenced by them. I can get people to do what I want. My performance is higher, as is the unit I manage. Mm-hmm. Okay, energy is the extent to which I am at the center or hub of an energy network, which means I energize people. I tend to make an impact on other people through energy. It turns out my position in the energy network is 4 times more important in predicting performance than my position in the influence network or the information network.
Wow.
So energy is the crucial factor. It's a crucial factor that's seldom managed, seldom recognized, seldom measured in organizations. But when it's identified, when it's mapped, it has enormous impact on performance of both individuals and organizations. The one little study I showed, I showed a slide of one little study showing that the positive energy of the leader of a business unit is the single most important factor in predicting engagement, customer satisfaction, performance, profitability, and even family well-being among employees. So big, big impact.
Wow. Professor Cameron, if my audience is more interested in your ideas and wants to get details, is there maybe a book you have written?
Yes, thank you. So I wrote a book in response to the question, okay, I'm convinced that the heliotropic effect exists. I'm convinced that positive energy is important. I'm convinced that positive dynamics actually create positive results. But what can I do about this? And so there are two books, really. One book identifies four core strategies that actually lead to positive performance, positive energy. And at the end of about 5 years, the publisher said, that's fine, but we need something that's very, very specific, something I can do tonight or tomorrow morning. So can you write that book? And I said, okay, I will. So there are two books. One is simply called Positive Leadership. The other one is called Practicing Positive Leadership. So those are available that just give some hints about things people can do to foster positivity.
And for those people who have no time to read, they want to get immediate access to a website. Do you have a website of your institute?
There is a website. The best way to do it is on Google, for example, where the address would be Center for POS, all one word, CENTERFORPOS. POS stands for Positive Organizational Scholarship. So centerforpos.com. And there are books and articles and videos and course syllabi and introductory articles and small snippets and lots of resources that are easy to access.
And am I right that you are the president of the upcoming convention in Florida? You want to say something
That's
about
true.
That convention?
There's a wonderful meeting. It happens every other year of the International Positive Psychology Association, IPPA, IPA. That biannual, every other year, Congress, they call it, will be held this coming June, end of June, in Orlando, Florida. And it is probably the single best place to learn about the latest research, the latest practices, the impact of coaching and therapy and clinical practice in using positive psychology in the world. So it's a three and a half day session where lots of famous folks and interesting research and interesting practice are shared. So it's a fun thing to be involved with.
Thank you so much for your time and sharing your ideas here at this convention and now with my audience.
Thank you, Wolfgang. It's been just a pleasure.
Falls euch diese Show gefallen hat, würde ich mich über eine positive Bewertung bei iTunes sehr freuen. Je mehr Leute diesen Podcast hören, desto mehr Menschen können ihr Potenzial positiv entwickeln. Und das ist doch gut so, oder? Wenn du noch mehr Folgen hören möchtest, dann klicke den Abonnieren-Button auf bildungforme.com oder auf iTunes. So, das war der Bildungsspektrum-Podcast von und mit Wolfgang Hertlicker. Bilde dich selbst und dann wirke auf andere durch das, was du bist. Friedrich von Hohenlohe.